Father Cedric Prakash, an Indian Jesuit priest and committed human rights activist, is the Regional Advocacy and Communications Officer of the Jesuit Refugee Service, JRS, for the Middle East and North Africa, or MENA region, based in Beirut, Lebanon. Belonging to the Gujarat Jesuit province of India, Father Cedric was until recently directing Prashant, a Jesuit center for human rights, justice and peace, which he founded in 2001 in Ahmedabad. He has been at the forefront on issues related to human rights, justice, peace and other advocacy matters for which he has been honoured both in India and abroad. Notable among these is the knighthood of the Legion of Honour, one of France's highest civilian awards conferred on him in 2006. Father Cedric was recently on a visit to the Jordanian capital Amman in his capacity as the Regional Advocacy and Communications Officer for JRS MENA. We managed to catch up with him on his mobile phone to know about his new assignment. Last week, in the first part of this telephone interview, Father Cedric explained his switch from the founder and director of Prashant in Ahmedabad, India, to the Regional Advocacy and Communications Officer of JRS MENA in Beirut, Lebanon. The 64-year-old Jesuit said it was the outcome of his admiration for late Jesuit Superior General Father Pedro Arupe, who started the Jesuit Refugee Service in 1980 to meet the emergency of the boat people of Southeast Asia, and a long and difficult process of discernment to discover God's will, to which Father Cedric said yes. He said his job at JRS MENA with refugees in Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, Syria and Turkey includes highlighting advocacy issues at different fora, such as with the media, like-minded individuals and groups, concerned governments, etc. At the time of his visit to Amman, he said he had visited some 25 refugee centres in the Middle East region. He said many of these refugees and internally displaced people are in makeshift centres, illegally rented apartments, dormitories, in the open fields or in officially recognised refugee camps. Father Cedric said they suffer exclusion and lack of integration, manifested in restrictions in employment, formal education and movement, lack of food, safe drinking water, sanitation and medical care, and exploitation and abuse. Besides stories of trauma, pain and suffering, Father Cedric also comes across heroic models of resilience and hope. He said he was particularly moved to tears to see a mother of four little girls, abandoned by her husband, struggling to give her children a better tomorrow. Today, in the final part of this two-part telephone interview, we asked Father Cedric about other humanitarian assistance of JRS MENA besides advocacy, counselling and show of solidarity.
JRS, the Jesuit Refugee Service, is doing a variety of work. In some areas, we run hot food kitchens. In some of the areas, we do the distribution of the rations for the people, hygiene and sanitary kits. We do counseling. We run schools for the children in an informal way. Here, in particular, we have a very, very good evening school for a lot of refugees coming from Sudan and Somalia and Syria and Iraq and other places who need to learn English. It's called the Jesuit Commons for Higher Education. It is done in collaboration with Jesuit universities in the United States, providing them with access to higher learning online. Now, this is a very, very important program, and several adult refugees, you know, about 300 of them are using this facility here, which gives them a kind of a skill and the possibility of for a better tomorrow. We also have a lot of programs in which we have what life skills, like training in tailoring, in embroidery, in computers, in electricians, beauty parlors, hair cutting, all kinds of things, so that people are able to learn. If they don't have some kind of skill education, something through the little skill, they imbibe through one of our centers. So the Jesuit Refugee Services in this part of the world is doing a variety of works and programs responding to the needs of the refugees in that particular place.
Do you also have to network with other like-minded organizations such as the United Nations, Red Cross, and other NGOs?
Yes, definitely. We do network. We do collaborate with several other organizations. We work, like, for example, the other day in Iraq, I was meeting with people from the United Nations. I was meeting with a whole NGO initiative called webinar called the INSO. They're working on security areas. I was meeting with Caritas, and they in Lebanon to have met with Caritas International. And we definitely work, we definitely try to collaborate and network with as many like-minded individuals and groups, because we are aware that as GRS, we really cannot be doing things alone.
What would be your future plans with the GRS?
One of the things, to be able to take some of these advocacy issues onto a different plane. I intend traveling, meeting a north of maybe policy and decision makers in different parts in the next few weeks, and talk to them about some of the realities, the ground realities, to see how has GRS from the region and collaborative with the international office there in Rome, we can actually and effectively lobby, advocate on behalf of the refugees of this area of the world.
Do you plan also to meet the EU leaders as well as the United Nations and Human Rights Commission in Geneva?
Well, it has been when required. There are other people who have been doing it in the past, but I know at some time I will have to be going to Geneva and so on. And we have already a Jesuit in place here in Geneva, and he will be introducing me to some of these important officials and certain government agencies from across Europe and even the United States.
What about the centers close to the border with Turkey? Are you planning to visit them also?
Yes, I've not yet gone, but it's part of my program. I should be going to Turkey in a short time.
From what you have experienced, Father, in the Middle East so far, and your work in India with Ahmedabad Regional Human Rights Center, Prashant, do you find similarities or dissimilarities with regard to human rights issues?
See, human rights are human rights, and there are similarities. One thing is the way minorities are treated everywhere. In India, my experience has been, it's very unfortunate. You know, if you happen to be a minority, you are denied your rights, you are denied access in direct and even subtle ways. And we see how majoritarianism seems to creep in everywhere. This exclusion, this dynamic of not accepting the other. I think it has been happening in Gujarat. It has been happening in different parts of India. It's happening also here in the Middle East. I think in that sense, there is a lot of similarity. I think what is important for us is to see that how even internally, the space people, we have seen big projects in Gujarat and other parts of India, which have displaced people by the thousands. We have seen communal violence and communal riots that have, just not allowed people to go back to a place which they called once their home. I've seen it now in several parts of Syria in the last few weeks, how people cannot go back. And to a place where they have lived maybe for hundreds of years. Overnight, that place has been bombed, it has been battered, it has been bruised, and the whole people, just see nothing to go back to. So there is a lot of similarity when human rights violations, when there are human rights violations because of the lust for power, for resources, because of the one group wanting to dominate on the other, because of the role of which very, very divisive forces play, in the lives of ordinary people. I think, yes, all these are human rights violations, and I see tremendous amount of similarities between the reality in Gujarat, in which I was very much involved with in the last 10 years, and what is happening there in the Middle East today.
Now, what do you think about your future work? Are you going to continue with GRS for some time, or you have a time limit there?
No, this will be a minimum of 3 years, okay? But that is also open-ended.
Anything else you want to talk about, which I didn't ask you, perhaps?
Well, I sincerely hope that all those who are listening to this program will be able to do what the Pope is asking us, to respond to the refugees of the world, to respond to the migrants of the world, to do it in prayer, to do it in solidarity, because every single migrant, every single refugee Every single internally displaced person, they are our brothers and our sisters. Like the Pope, all of us need to go down on our knees and very humbly wash their feet.
That was the final of a two-part interview with Indian Jesuit priest Father Cedric Prakash, the Regional Advocacy and Communications Officer for JRS in the Middle East based in Beirut, Lebanon. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature on the life of the Catholic Church around the world, brought to you by Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.